Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome, it is Ben Sorensen here. This is my Real Country, and this week, part two of my interview with Christy Lamb. And stay tuned, because at the end, you get to hear her fantastic single, Mr. Wrong.
Now, let's talk about the clip that we're going to go to and the song itself, Mr. Wrong.
Yes, I'm loving it at the moment. It's currently entered the top 10 on radio charts. So I'm so thrilled because it is my first single and it's my first EP. So yeah. A lot of people wouldn't have known who I am at all. So the fact that they've taken a chance and it has entered the top 10, then I was actually looking. I'm the only independent at the moment in the top 10. So
That's a
pretty big achievement for me. I'm pretty happy with that. And hopefully the video clip just does just as well for me.
Now, tell me about the song Mr. Wrong. Have you been through a few Mr. Wrongs in your life so far? Maybe? Or maybe it was about one particular Mr. Wrong?
Just a few, maybe?
You know what? It was really, really interesting. A book called Conversations with God, written by, which isn't really about God stuff at all, written by Neil Donald Walsh, said in the beginning, sometimes you have to know what you're not in order to know what you are. And I think that happens with relationships as well. Sometimes you have to go through some bad ones to pick out the good ones and to appreciate good ones as well.
That's true. Well, the song actually came about because I had a couple of girlfriends over at my place. You know, as it is, we're watching chick flicks and eating chocolate and popcorn, as we do, and guys
are
always...
pillow fights?
Maybe not the pillow fights much. But, yeah, we were just talking about guys, as we do, and we've all had a few funny stories. So it was actually a combination of not just myself, with my other friends as well. And I've had quite a few people saying, oh, you know, I really relate to this song. And obviously I love people relating to my music, but I hope they haven't had too many of those stories actually happen to them.
Well, I think it offers inspiration because the video clip was put together very, very well. And didn't you end up with someone a bit alright in the video clip at the end with that machine?
Oh, I did pretty well with the machine. It's still got some tweaking to do, I think, and that makes some good money. So there's the idea.
I saw that and I looked on eBay and I couldn't find it.
No, it's not up yet, but I'll hopefully get there.
Well, that's what I love. Who produced the clip?
The amazing Duncan Toombs, of course. He's just a genius. He's just one of the best going around at the moment. And we tossed around ideas and it ended up coming up with this idea of a man machine, as we like to call it, and this, a guy entering, and he just comes out wrong every time, and we just try to get it right in the end, but unfortunately it hasn't happened yet.
You've got to get your hands on Christy Lamb's EP. You can download it from iTunes, you can get it from her website, and from selected retail outlets as well. Thank you so much for joining me, Christy.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Mr. Wrong.
I met him down on Broadway Saturday night. 6'2", eyes of blue, and doing everything right. A couple of drinks, I'm starting to think that he could be the love of my life. Thanks for nothing, Mr. Already got a wife. Why do I keep on falling? Wrong. Why does finding Mr. Right takes were at first base when someone said, "Way to go, son. Thanks, Mr. 30, and still living with your mom." Oh, why do I keep on falling for Mr. Wrong, Wrong, Wrong? Why does finding Mr. Right take so long, long, long? 'Cause when they smile at me, I go weak at the knees. Lord, help me be strong. Why do I keep on falling? Why are they the only ones that keep on falling?
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Okay, so in today's App of the Week, sponsored by Appster, we're on the phone with James Patel from Appster. So what's the iPhone app our listeners should check out this week?
Yeah, this week it's an app called Apps Gone Free. Basically, once a day, it lists a whole bunch of, you know, high-quality paid apps that are gone free for the day. So, you know, it's a great little way to save a bit of money and download some really awesome apps. I've got a few fantastic ones, so check it out.
And just as a side note, how does someone with their own app idea go about making it at Appster?
Well, the key thing is you need to have a really great idea. Apple have paid out, I think it's nearly, or it's actually over $4 billion to developers so far. So, you know, the right idea could be worth a lot of money. For a confidential chat with one of our experts, you can call Appster toll-free on 1-800-709-291. That's 1-800-709-291.
Thanks, James.
No worries.